Acting Police Chief Jim Agner says the site was discovered this past week by a local officer who works with the regional organization CCAD, Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs.
Well, what they found was the leavings of the precursors for a meth lab, and then some containers that had some unknown substances in them that appear to be meth lab or meth manufacturing leftovers.
The alleged lab was in a sort of hidden wooded area in the drainage of Hammer Slough, a creek surrounded by residential neighborhoods and the city maintenance shop. Some call the spot the Ewok Village, so named because of its resemblance to a fictional location in one of the Star Wars movies. Agner says it's become an area of illegal activity.
Many, many years ago, somebody built some tree houses down there, and they built bridges across the creek, and children played down there for years. And over the years, I mean, while children probably still play there, young adults and older adults have been using it as a place to do illegal activities.
Because of that, Agner says police periodically visit that area, but he says they discovered the lab based on a tip from the public. The combination of chemicals typically used in illegal methamphetamine production are toxic and potentially explosive. Agner says once police identify a meth site, they have to involve a number of other agencies, from the state departments of public safety and environmental conservation to the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency.
We have to get a hold of the Alaska State Troopers and the DEA and start a cleanup. And until the DEA can get a cleanup crew here, one of the things that the police are required to do is they have to watch it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so we've had to have an officer posted on the site or just where they could see the site to make sure that it wasn't, people weren't coming into it to protect, well, not just the site itself, but also protect people from being contaminated by some of the chemicals that were at the site.
The DEA sent a federal disposal contractor team to help remove known and unknown substances from the site on Thursday. Agner said they had already contained the hazardous materials. Agner says it didn't appear that any toxic substances had been dumped on the ground or in the slough, but more work may be necessary.
The site proper was cleaned up. All those items that somebody might have tripped over and spilt on themselves are taken away. Unfortunately, any kind of contamination to the soil or the waterway, the federal team doesn't handle. The owner of the property does. And it's my understanding that the city of Petersburg owns that property, and we'll have to be looking into what it takes to make sure that it's in compliance with DEC regs.
Agner asks local residents not to visit the site, at least until the city can work with the Department of Environmental Conservation to make sure it's safe. As far as the danger to surrounding neighborhoods, Agner says meth labs are always a cause for some concern.
This lab was small enough, I don't know if it posed a significant danger to people living on Lumber Street. But in fact, many of the gases and stuff that are given off are carcinogenic. And there's always potential of that. When meth labs are done in houses, again, a lot of the vapors and stuff are explosive, and those are issues. But again, in this case, obviously, there wasn't any explosions, and outside, things tend to dissipate better. But there is always some concern.
Agner says the department has identified a suspect in the case but has not yet made any arrests.
One of the things it takes is we need to build a case that would stand up in court. And so the department's going to be going slowly and making sure we're not making any mistakes in that investigation.
Authorities have only found one other meth lab site in the Petersburg area in the past. That was back in March 2006 along the Three Lakes Loop Road on Forest Service land. Agner says a meth lab is a significant risk to the community, not just because of the end product, but the danger involved in manufacturing it as well. He urges anyone with information on this case to contact police or Crime Stoppers at 77 Crime. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.